Well, this Wednesday, the National Library of Ireland is going to be the home of another of the very successful, phenomenally successful History Ireland head schools. This one is on the title of The War of Independence, Four Glorious Years, or Squalid Sectarian Conflict. It begins at 7 p.m. Admission is free, and it will be chaired by the one and only Tommy Graham, the editor of History Ireland, who now joins me on the telephone. Tommy, this sounds like one that could get very heated very quickly.
I was listening to your show earlier, Patrick. Great show, as usual. Sorry, what's the name of that Chinese guy you were talking about earlier?
Sun Tzu.
I think we should bring him along to adjudicate on this one. No, I'm looking forward to this. You get the impression from people that this is a topic, you know, that they're sort of afraid of looking at, you know, because there has been a lot of controversy on the War of Independence over the last number of years, as listeners to this show will be well aware of. But the point is, from the point of view of people like you and me, Patrick, this is grist to the mill. I mean, I think this is great. I mean, the reason there's such controversy is because the sort of research has been turned over, been broken up, new stuff is coming out. And sometimes people don't like it, but I think it's all very positive, you know.
And you have a great lineup of people as well, David Fitzpatrick, John Regan, Eve Morrison and John Borgonovo.
Yeah, I do. And one of the problems is to get, you know, certain people in the same room, right, on these questions, especially at the kind of the popular level, you know, the kind of people who listen to this show, you know. I mean, the title of that head school is not one that will crop up at an academic seminar, I'm pretty sure of it. But the reason I picked that title is that for the ordinary punter, I think that's what's in the back of their minds when they're listening to all this controversy, what happened to Kilmichael, what happened in Dunmanway, and so on and so forth, you know. So really, I was trying to just kind of point the finger at the elephant in the room and get straight down to brass tacks and get talking about what's on people's minds, you know.
And because, as you say, very controversial. Some people think that it was an excuse for sectarianism. Others believe, yes, it was a glorious period of Irish history. And as we enter this decade of commemorations, I think it's a perfect time to be having this kind of debate.
Well, I think there's also a geographical element. And this is one of a series of three head schools with the same title. We'll be running one in Clifton on the 16th of March, which will look at the West, you know, because each area has a different context. And we will have a third one, date not yet fixed, up at the Cavan County Museum, where we will be looking at what later became the border counties, you know, Ulster, because the War of Independence, of course, had a whole different aspect in that part of the world.
And
you know?
Tommy, the new issue of History Ireland will be in the shops when?
It's in the shops at the moment, actually, and there is a opinion piece from John Regan, who will be at the head school, which is, you know, he's critical of academia, but he has articulated this in various places in Irish historical studies, but I think readers will be interested in that. Check out our website, historyireland.com, or even better, go down to the shops and buy a copy.
Okay, that's Tommy Graham, and we'll be back, just to say that's on the National Library of Ireland this Wednesday at 7 p.m.